Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive and wants to have a relationship with every person on the earth. Father, we're so grateful to be yours. Jesus, we thank you for all that you are doing for us and have done for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And for dying for us, for bleeding for us, for saving us and interceding for us and infinitely more. Amen. Holy Spirit, reveal, lead us and teach us and reveal what you want us to know. In Jesus' name. The one point I want to make, let's let the Holy Spirit reveal to us that Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit can do this and infinitely more. He can change us radically and totally and everything about us, and especially getting rid of that old nature so that our spirit person can realize what we have, which is so wonderful it can't be put into words. We have Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're saved, if you're not, come to Jesus. He's the only way. He is the way. He's the greatest. But when we realize we have Jesus Christ and He's God Almighty, amen. Sometimes we overlook that. We know that He's the Son of God, and He is. He's the Good Shepherd, and He is, and He's infinitely more because He's God Almighty. It's just such a revelation, and I pray the Holy Spirit will give this to you. Don't go to any man. I'm glad to give these messages. But we can go directly to Him to get these revelations, and that's what I encourage you to do, and every person to do. Go, amen. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is also God. So, just a simple message I wanted to give. This truth, of course, has infinite, eternal meaning, that for all eternity, those in heaven will just be in awe of this glorious truth that God came to earth as a man, as one of us, and died for us. You know, He sent His only Son and raised up His Son to be equal with Himself. Amen. Because He's the perfect God. Amen. Glory to God.